a firm person. He lived his shiksa. He married a Yiddish girl, and he be a shomer Torah mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs. But you have to promise me that you are going to keep Shabbos. He says to me, Rabbi Mengel, anything you can ask me, Shabbos is for me the most important day. I cannot keep Shabbos. So I told him, if that's the case, if you cannot keep Shabbos, I cannot help you, son. But on the other hand, if you promise me, truly, genuinely, keep Shabbos, I guarantee you I'm going to make back your son a shomer Torah mitzvahs. He says, let me discuss with my wife. Yeah, he said, maybe I'll do this mitzvah, that mitzvah. I said, no, only Shabbos. So he said, let me discuss with my wife. He came back a week later. They took upon themselves, because they were absolutely devastated their son should marry a shiksa. So they took upon themselves to keep Shabbos. So I said to him, if that's the case, you genuinely, honestly keep Shabbos, so send back Danny to me. Came back next Thursday. I asked him, tell me, is there anything what you like in Yiddishkeit? We can discuss it, we can study it. Tell me anything about Yiddishkeit that you like. He says, nothing. I don't like anything about Yiddishkeit. So I tell him, a history, a culture for 3,000 years. There's nothing but you like. I thought to myself, you tell me like chont, I'll discuss a Kabbalah chont. I tell them big kugel, anything that tell me something which you like about from Yiddishkeit. He says, nothing. So then I tell him, it's impossible. So then he tells me, Kabbalah. He says, okay, I'm going to study with you Kabbalah. What? What do you want? I said, Zohar. We study Zohar. He came to me several weeks with the shiksa. We studying Zohar. Then I told him, but you see, it's for Zohar, you can study for an hour or two, one line, two lines. Let's switch to a safer, which will be able to explain it, will be much more easier to understand it. So start to study Tanya. Ladies and gentlemen, believe me, after I learned with him Zohar for a few weeks, I learned with Tanya a few weeks, the shiksa disappeared. Not disappeared, he gave up on the shiksa and he broke up with her and didn't study, I didn't come anymore. Eventually he became a mamash, a shomer Torah mitzvahs to the extent he married a Beis Yankov girl, and I was there Mesadik Kedushin, and I was afterwards, and the son, I was the Sandik, and I usually don't tell the Rebbe things which happens, but I do. I don't know, I had to go, I went to the Yechidus, and this happens, so I tell the Rebbe the whole story. And I tell the Rebbe that this person wasn't interested in anything, and I said, how is it possible? I catched him, it must be something which he like. He says, Kabbalah. Believe me, the Rebbe said, what? Kabbalah? The Rebbe had the hand like this. Kabbalah, the holiest of the holiest. But after this, Kabbalah brought him back at the Boisai, and he became mamash Hashem Torah mitzvahs, and his children, and his mate, from his parents, his brother, became Hashem Torah mitzvahs. But what do we see from this story? People think, I can be a little bit lenient. My neckline won't be so down all the way to my chvestish voice, but anyway, just a little bit. Or my sleeve won't be just a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, from this little bit, but your children won't be a little bit, just as you said. I'm exactly like you. You mother went with sneers dick, and you start to be a little bit lenient. So may they be also lenient, but you went away from the derech, from your mothers, or from your parents, the child will go further away. And here we see what it can do to the extent that he wanted only keep be like me. He says, I'm like you. And when it's a shiksa, the Achmon Letzlan, we see it. Those who don't keep 100% sneezdik, what did they do to their children? The children are innocent. It's not their fault. But it's automatically, just like he said, I do like, I'm exactly like you. Those people who don't go in the tzniyazdik derech, they has for sure the damage the neshama of their children. And after the kind, not only about Chazal tell us, bito komo be'ima, lack of derech eretz, lack of obedience, and what goes on Rachmon Letzlan. Of course, there are other reasons also. That's the only reason. But this is also one of those components. What Chas V'Sholom can do, that lack of obedience, lack of Yiddishkeit, and so on and so forth. Somebody once asked me, I mentioned this to somebody, so he says, but don't be see from people, from homeless. The children also dropped away, went away. So how can you say this is one of the main reasons, lack of Taras Mishpoche,